The game's most innovative coach brought pro football to Cincinnati in 1968. 50 seasons later, Paul Brown's vision has produced remarkable men, moments,
we're not worthy,
and memories. Men that have included the greatest offensive linemen in history, a pair of MVP quarterbacks.
Win on three, one, two, three, win!
Legends known for their fury, and fan favorites known for their flair. Moments that have both chilled us and thrilled us.
Superman style.
Memories of transcendent talents.
Poppin' nails.
Bam, bam, bam.
That have taken us to football's greatest stage. These are the Bengals at 50, with a memorable past and a promising future.
And now, as we celebrate the Bengals' 50th season, let's meet the Bengals legends who are with us today at Paul Brown Stadium. An offensive lineman from 1976 to 1982 and a member of the Bengals' first Super Bowl team, Glenn Bujnak. Defensive lineman from 1970 to 1976, this second-round draft pick started 86 games in a Bengals uniform, Ron Carpenter. A defensive tackle from 1999 to 2003, he tied for the team lead in sacks in 2000, Oliver Gibson. A cornerback from 1999 to 2001, and a local product from Western Hills High School. He had a 58-yard pick six in a win over the Steelers, Rodney Heath. A tight end from 2003 to 2010. He ranked seventh among Bengals tight ends in career receptions, Reggie Kelly. A tight end from 1993 to 2001. He started 134 games and ranks 10th in team history in career receptions, Tony McGee. A kicker from 2000 to 2002. His 31-yard field goal beat the Steelers in a memorable overtime win, Neil Rackers. A quarterback and kick returner from 1981 to 1986, and a member of the Bengals' first Super Bowl team, John Simmons. A running back in 1972, who also excelled in the Canadian Football League, Pete Watson. A defensive end in 2001 and 2002, his nine-year NFL career finished with two seasons in Cincinnati, Bernard Whittington. And now it's time to recognize the players chosen by you as members of the first 50, the list of the top 50 retired players in Bengals history. A defensive tackle from 1970 to 1974 and number 39 on the first 50. He made the Pro Bowl twice in his five NFL seasons before embarking on a Grammy Award-winning musical career, Mike Reed. An offensive lineman from 1985 to 1997 and number 36 on the first 50. He was the starting right tackle on the 1988 Super Bowl team and is one of seven players to spend 13 or more seasons with the Bengals, Joe Walter. A safety and punt returner from 1972 to 1977 and number 30 on the first 50. He went to three Pro Bowls in his six NFL seasons before leaving football at an early age to become a doctor, Tommy Casanova. A a tight end for six seasons between 1979 and 1985, and number 22 on the first 50. He had 11 catches for 104 yards and two touchdowns in the Bengals' first Super Bowl appearance, and still shares the Super Bowl record for catches by a tight end. Represented today by his son, Dan Jr., the late, great Dan Ross. And an offensive lineman from 1980 to 1992, and number one on the first 50. He is widely considered to be the greatest offensive lineman in pro football history, an 11-time Pro Bowler, and the starting left tackle on both Super Bowl teams, first ballot Hall of Famer, Anthony Munoz. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear one more roar in the jungle for our Bengals legends.